Well, in Washington, the U.S. Senate has been busy this week. They just passed an energy bill yesterday, and the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill also went through. Among other things, it aims to increase airport security and bring more protections to passengers. Joining us now is Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly. And Seth, tell us, first of all, about some of the most important parts of this bill in your view.
Well, you know, there are some passenger-friendly reforms in this bill. You know, some of those fees for checked bags or priority boarding or preferred seats, the fees aren't going away. But if the bag doesn't get there, you know, or if you don't get the priority boarding or the seat that you wanted, now they have to refund that to you. Something I thought was interesting, too, airlines love blaming delays on the weather.
Right.
I mean, and very often that's the case. Then it's not their fault, and they don't have to compensate you. Well, this bill requires the government to kind of look at, okay, what's really a weather delay as opposed to, well, what was really a mechanical delay that, oh, by the way, the weather was also bad. And Jeremy, you know, with what happened in Brussels, this bill does update itself to accommodate that in terms of landside security, as airlines and airports call it. That's the security, not airside, on the other side of the checkpoint where everybody's been screened, but people have not yet been screened. More resources for, you know, bomb-sniffing dogs, for example.
Trying to boost security outside the security checkpoints. Seth, the other thing that has come up, and this also involves those security checkpoints, is that the lines have gotten very long, so long that the airlines have been complaining because passengers are missing their flights because they have to wait so long in the security line.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that this bill is going to solve that, although there are some provisions, for example, to do a better job marketing the pre-check program. But yeah, those lines, you know, TSA has said they're going to be very long this summer. They're telling people, you know, get to the airport 2 hours before your domestic flight. Hopefully, those modest provisions in this bill, along with just all the pressure that TSA feels to, you know, hire more qualified screeners, get them trained, get them out there, process people, will eventually lead to shorter waits at the security checkpoint.
Why are they so long right now?
Yeah, well, you know, TSA says it's a recruitment issue. You know, first of all, they are only allowed to hire so many people, and they're not really up against that cap yet. Obviously, people have to pass strict background checks and so forth, but kind of depending on who you ask, probably some combination of a resource issue and you know, maybe some things that could be done a little bit more efficiently. It is difficult, Jeremy, to staff properly, particularly at smaller airports where you have these bursts of activity at different times during the day, and you're hiring full-time workers who sometimes might just kind of be sitting around waiting for somebody to show up, and then at other times, there just aren't enough of them.
And some airports actually have gone private as a result of this, as a result of the fact that it's not working for them with the TSA.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, we all sort of think of, oh, after 9/11, we went with TSA, with federalized security.
Right.
Yeah, and by and large, that's true. But yeah, in recent years, you know, there's this program that allows airports and contractors who meet, of course, certain standards to, yeah, begin private security again. And, you know, it's about 20 airports right now, most of them rather small. But San Francisco has it, too. Seattle has said it's interested in that kind of security. So it's out there, and it is an alternative for some airports that are frustrated with the long lines.
One of the other things that's being talked about as something that should go private is air traffic control. And that is something that's being discussed in this bill in Congress. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is being discussed, although looking less likely to happen. Basically, the House of Representatives was kind of far along toward that perhaps happening. And yeah, they want to privatize the air traffic control function of the FAA. Now, that wouldn't go truly to a private company. It would become sort of like a nonprofit corporation, but more independent than the FAA is today. Supporters of that say, you know, Canada did that and it's gone rather well. There are some other countries too. In the end, it's not in the Senate bill and looking unlikely to happen this time. Air traffic control probably will remain an FAA function.
What is wrong with our current air traffic control system?
The system keeps us very safe, but it's not very efficient. You know, you're dealing with very old technology, decades old. I mean, in some cases, Jeremy, it's a stretch to call it technology at all. A lot of it is still done on paper. You know, we think of, hey, the great thing about being in an airplane is that airplanes can fly in patterns that make sense, right? It would seem like they don't have to stay along a roadway that takes them out of the way. But that's not really how it works. Airplanes fly in basically what you might call highways in the sky. There are these corridors that were designed decades ago, and there's technology out there today that could allow them to do what's called free flight, basically just fly in straight lines, do what makes sense. But by and large, it hasn't mostly been implemented. Now, that's not to say that you need to privatize air traffic control to have that happen. The FAA can do that too, and it is doing that incrementally. The supporters of privatization just felt that a private system could more quickly and efficiently do that than the FAA, which in their view has been moving too slowly.
That's Seth Kaplan, a managing partner of Airline Weekly. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.